As historically high temperatures move through much of the United States this weekend, urban areas will be experiencing some of the worst of it. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, it's called the urban heat island effect, and there are ways to mitigate it if you know where to look.
When it's really, really hot out, the last place you probably want to be is in the middle of a mall parking lot. But that's exactly where I am with Carl Korfmacher. He's a professor of environmental science at the nearby Rochester Institute of Technology.
There's a large expanse of asphalt, black asphalt. And if you look out here, you'll see very little vegetation.
Where's the nearest tree?
Man, it's a long way.
Cities and suburbs in the U.S. have lots of this kind of space. Expansive blacktops with precious little shade. Korfmacher says these areas are basically big outdoor warming ovens. And that makes hot days even hotter. It heightens the risk for people who are vulnerable to heat-related health problems, like older populations and people who don't have air conditioning at home. And for everyone else, it makes heat waves even more unbearable. But Korfmacher says it doesn't have to be this way. Even in this desolate parking lot, there's an example of how developers can reduce the effects of urban heat islands.
So we're walking over to what? What is this?
It's just a little vegetation island in the parking lot. You can already see on this that there's moisture, right? If you put your hand on it,
It's surprisingly cool, actually.
Right. It's probably the moisture in the plants, right?
This little island of grass is noticeably cooler than the asphalt. Korfmacher says the closer we can get to having our cities look like natural ecosystems, the better off we'll be in heat waves. But in Rochester, there are some particular challenges to making that happen.
Ice storms, wind storms, attacks from invasive species.
Norman Jones heads the city's Department of Environmental Services. He says after the big ice storm in 1991 took out big swaths of Rochester's tree canopy, the city got serious about protecting its urban vegetation. And he says there's still more work to do, but the city is trying new methods to dissipate heat, including expanding community gardens and adding green roofs to city buildings. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.